Greatest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyar, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, heterosexual. Wait a minute. I could say homophobic. The H-free zone is over. Homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number, 1-800-8-INYAR. Hey, thank you all for helping out last week. We hit 60% of our goal. 60% of our goal, and we're going to do our best to keep the show on the stations we're on. We overnighted checks to some of our radio affiliates today. So hopefully we'll stay on in the cities that we're on in, and who knows, by the summer perhaps we'll be on more affiliates. We're getting closer to war, and there's an article out that U.S. forces will go it alone to Baghdad, regardless of who helps out. We might be the ones to go after Saddam insane with ground forces in Baghdad. And I've got a good friend who thinks that this war is going to be way more difficult than the Gulf War was. And I just cannot see that. Just cannot see that. In fact, we're soon to enter the mopping up phase of the war. The mopping up phase of the war. When the bombs start falling, that'll be the mopping up phase. So the Republican Guard, Schwarzkopf, said today, he said, after our guys faced off against the Republican Guard, the only thing left was their footprints in the sand as they were running away. And that was 12 years ago. And their equipment has now had 12 years to rot, for the most part. One defector in northern Iraq said he was in charge of a tank brigade? Not a brigade, that's too many tanks. 28 tanks. And he said six of them were working. And that there have been a couple dozen defections already, and many young Iraqi soldiers are carrying white flags around with them. I remember when Iraqi soldiers surrendered to photographers during the last war. So I think this will be easy. As long as George W. Bush could see through to pulling the trigger and getting it started. Boy, the political momentum has not gone our way at all. So, and the longer he waits, the worse it seems to get. All right. We've got a number of stories here, news stories, but I want to start off with a letter I got from Feeding Hills, Massachusetts, by Perry L. And Perry disagrees vehemently with me about Mary, the mother of Jesus. And he's saying that Mary is ever virgin and Mary was immaculately conceived, born without sin, that Mary did not need a Savior. And so, you know, he knows some of the Bible verses that I use to show otherwise, and he disagrees. And so this is the way I see it, that, you know, I'm now, how old am I, 44? It was just yesterday, I was going into high school. In 1973, that was just yesterday. So that was 30 years ago. So that means tomorrow I'll be 74. And I don't know how old Perry is, but just yesterday he was a lot younger. And tomorrow he'll be a lot older. And then the next day we'll be with the Lord in heaven. And then Perry, you'll be able to ask Mary directly. You'll be able to ask. And, of course, you want to ask, You want to be very respectful when you ask, of course. But you might have to wait a while. You might have to be in line for some time because Mary, people are going to want to meet Mary. She's quite a wonderful woman, blessed among women. And she got to raise Jesus. And especially the women, Christians, will want to know, ask Mary all kinds of questions that only they could, from their perspective, ask. But there might be, what, 500 million people who may want to talk to Mary in heaven. Let's say there's 500 million people in heaven who want to talk to Mary, then Perry, you'll have to wait in line because, well, she can't talk to everyone at once. She could make an announcement, maybe host a radio show in heaven, and you could tune in. But if you want to talk to her, she's not omnipresent, right? God is omnipresent. He's everywhere he wants to be. She's not omnipresent. She's not omniscient, meaning knowing of everything. God is omniscient, or at least he knows everything he wants to know. And she's not omnipotent. God is omnipotent. He has all power. Well, all power started with him, and that he's delegated some authority and principalities, and he's given us some power. For example, over our bodies, you can move your hand where you want to move it. So God has delegated some power and authority, but God is, generally speaking, he's omniscient and omnipresent and omnipotent, and Mary is not those things. Even Perry agrees that Mary is not God, so therefore everyone cannot have a conversation with Mary simultaneously. She'd have to be God in order to pull that off. And so, when you get to heaven, if you want to ask Mary a question like that, if she had other children, well, you might get a quicker answer if you go to and ask James, the Lord's brother. That's what I'd recommend, because he'll be well-known too. He'll be a celebrity, but he'll have a smaller waiting list of people wanting to speak to him. Or Jude, for that matter. You could talk to Jude, the brother of James, the brother of Jesus. So you could talk to one of those guys and ask them whether or not Jesus had siblings. So that's my suggestion. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Now, men and women are totally different. So when we get to heaven, the questions that women will have for Mary are way different than the questions I would have for her. You know, Cheryl and I've been telling Cheryl for ages, my wife, that when we see some news headline, we see a news headline, and Cheryl always has a different take, a different initial comment than I do. So, you know this terrorist we just caught, the CEO of Al-Qaeda? Khalid Sheikh. What's the name of that terrorist we just arrested? Pakistan? The CEO of Al-Qaeda? Oh, Muhammad. That's right, I forgot. Khalid Sheikh Muhammad. He's arrested. We see it on the news, newsflash. And I'll tell you, when we come back after the break, Cheryl's first comment. Listener-supported radio right here, Bob and Yurt Live. Hey, thanks to those of you out there in Radioland and on the internet at kgov.com. Bob and Yurt Live is alive and kicking. We had a countdown last week, T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're still here. So thank you to everyone who called up 1-800-8-NYARDS or went to our internet store. Thank you for going to our internet store at kgov.com. And whether it's making a monthly pledge or signing up for our monthly Bible study albums. A lot of people did that, $34.95 a month. You get a Bible study album shipped to you each month. It's a lot of fun. You get to study the Bible along with us here at Denver Bible Church. And Others ordered some of our videos. We've got about, what, 24 videos on the web, debates with evolutionists, lawyers. You could get not only buy a video, but you get a discount, 5 videos, 10 videos, and you get to select from all our videos. You could go to the web, kgov.com, and look at them. And there's a description for them. It's just a lot of fun to shop online. It's real easy. So thank you. Thank you guys for calling up, for signing up. If you were thinking about it and you haven't yet called, please feel free to give us a call, 1-800-8-NYART. It's the same number that we give out during these commercial breaks to order materials or to pledge or to sign up for one of our monthly offerings. Or to call into the show. Easy to remember, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. And let me grab our product list.
Hold on. Hold on a second. I'll be right back. Here it is.
Now, okay, now Cheryl's comment. My poor wife. Cheryl's comment. When we get back on the show, I got to give Cheryl's comment. Okay. Our videos, Mount Moriah. Have you seen Mount Moriah, the evidence for the resurrection? It's fun, and it's a good video to put in your church library. In fact, we have a couple videos that are great for church libraries, Mount Moriah and God and the Death Penalty. Both of those videos work. Both of those videos work in a church library. Hey, what's with the phones ringing? So just pick up and hang up. All right. Well, he'll use up lines, so just hang up. All right, we're back. Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-NYART. Now, let's see here. Oh, so we arrested the latest terrorist, Khalid Sheikh. What? What's his name? Oh, Muhammad. How could I forget? Muhammad. Another terrorist named Muhammad. Huh. So we're looking at the story. The CEO, the director of operations, the military head of Al-Qaeda is arrested. And I'm thinking, well, what are the principles of interrogation? What can you do? What can you not do to get information out of this guy? Because any current operations planned at a high level in Al-Qaeda, and he knows about it. He may know about the funding of it, contacts. So I'm thinking, how do you get information out of them? Cheryl's first comment is, boy, imagine having your picture shown all over the world looking like that guy. And boy, does he look a wreck. What a nightmare. What bridge has he been sleeping under? And he's the CEO. He's the 007 of Al-Qaeda. He's the one with a Western degree. He's got a degree in mechanical engineering, a bachelor's, seducing women, introducing them to the intrigue of international terrorism. He's one of the role models for the young terrorists all over the world, and he looks like that. Wow, what a mess. Okay, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now, we've got an article from Charles Krauthammer out of the Washington Post, where he made a good point about America going to the UN. We're going to the UN for permission to attack Iraq and free the world of this homicidal maniac in Baghdad. And the absurdity of doing that. And the liberals, you know, liberals are saying, you can't kill innocent Iraqis. Don't kill innocent Iraqis. And so they say, you need a second resolution at the UN. The second, it'd be the 18th. You need to give peace a chance. It's been 12 years. And so they say you can't kill innocent Iraqis, and we need a majority vote in the student council, the security council of the UN. So if the UN voted okay, what then the liberals think, well, then you can kill innocent Iraqis, then it's okay. They're just, if it's wrong to attack Iraq, then just because you had a positive vote at the UN wouldn't make it right. So once again, that shows the hypocrisy of the liberals. But this article in the Washington Post talks about the student council there, the security council at the UN. And right now you've got countries like Guinea and Cameroon and Angola. They're on the student council. They're on the security council. And we need their votes. And so the absurdity of America courting these little countries, and it's not that these countries are not nice. Well, they may not be, but that's not the point of this. It's not that they're inferior, but when you have a superpower and you have a tyrant, a murderous tyrant, who's building weapons of mass destruction and backing state-sponsored terrorism, what does it matter what Guinea says about Americans sacrificing our own blood, our own lives, our own resources to free the world of this madman? It should have nothing to do with Guinea or Cameroon or Angola. And so Charles Krauthammer points out that before the dawn of history, from the dawn of history to the invention of the UN, the United Nations, it didn't make an ounce of difference what a small, powerless, peripheral country thought about a conflict thousands of miles away. And he points out it still doesn't matter. Except at the Alice in Wonderland UN, where Guinea and Cameroon and Angola are on the student council. And it will matter just for one day, as soon as their votes are cast, and then they'll sink again into obscurity. But in the meantime, we'll have to pay them off. Thankfully, we won't have to pay them as much as we've been trying to pay Turkey. And Turkey was offering something tangible, territory from which to launch a northern front to the war. But Guinea? Come on! So, and Krauthammer points out that the entire exercise is ridiculous, but for unfathomable reasons, it matters to many that the United States should have the permission of Guinea to rid the world of this, well, as Cheryl calls him, this homicidal maniac. Let's go to the phones. Caller, speak your mind. Hello, caller. Come on, Ed. Cat's got your tongue. All right, my call screener said we have a racist from Indianapolis on the line, but he just hung up. All right. Hey, our phone number, 1-800-8-N-YART. 1-800-836-9278. Yeah, we, you know, when you're a talk show, one of the indications that you're getting to people that you're doing well is sort of the number of fringe lunatics who become obsessed with your program. And so we have a veritable relationship with Ed the Racist from Indianapolis. All right. Let's see. Caller, speak your mind. No, that was Ed. All right. All right. Now, let's see here. So, and in fact, I like what Krauthammer says. Now, this is in the Washington Post about, And the title of the article is A Costly Charade at the UN. He says it's only slightly less absurd that we should require the approval of France. He says France pretends to be a great power, but they haven't had that kind of status in 50 years. And it was given, and France was given their permanent seat on the Student Council at the UN to preserve the fiction that heroic France was part of the great anti-Nazi alliance. He says, no, France surrendered and collaborated with the Nazis. And so what did they, how they end up getting on the permanent veto-wielding position on this student council at the UN? How did that happen for France? So France, personally, I'm more annoyed at France and Germany than I am Turkey. But Turkey, for refusing us, Turkey was just, what, decimated economically already? Their own stock exchange and their interest rate soared to 60% after the vote where they decided not to allow American soldiers on Turkish territory. So, and we wonder why it's called Turkey. But the fact that America needs to lead is not a bad thing. That's a very good thing. Because old Europe, you know, France and Germany, they have virtually exterminated practicing Christianity from their realm. They've done almost as efficient a job of obliterating biblical Christianity as has any Muslim realm in the world. You go to Germany, let's say you want to tune in a little James Dobson, Focus on the Family. You want to listen to some Christian radio, some good Bible teaching. You turn on the radio. Are you going to find it on the radio in Germany? Anywhere? Anywhere? Are you going to find it anywhere? No, I don't think so. So Europe has, you know, we're living in America, even though this might sound hard to believe, and the strongest bastion of Christianity that the world knows in America. And so God bless America. And boy, we're messed up, though. Are we messed up or what? There's a WorldNet Daily article posted March 1st about the Republicans. And this is written by the president of the Family Research Council. You know those guys, right, in Washington, D.C.? And they've been supported in an alliance with Focus on the Family, James Dobson, for years. Gary Bauer was the head of the Family Research Council for some time. And now the president is Ken Connor. And he writes about Planned Parenthood, you know, Planned Parenthood, the enemy, the ones who kill more unborn children than any other organization in this country. And he says the Republicans came to power in 2002. They got the White House, and they got the Senate, and they got the House of Representatives. And you would think that Planned Parenthood would lose some funding, perhaps. But no, they received an estimated $60 million in funding. The Title X, Title 10, Federal Family Planning Funding in 2002. Now, he won back when? In 2000, along with the Congress, along with the House of Representatives. And supposedly, they were against abortion. And they give $60 million to Planned Parenthood? All right. Hey, internet break here. Hey, check the number, all right, before you post it. Before you post it, check the number. Okay. All right. So, hey, hello to those of you tuning in on the internet. Hey, we're having fun here. We, you know, you're reaching people when they become obsessed. Like we've had homosexuals, for example, who have called Bob and Yurt Live thousands of times. Thousands of times. And not only homosexuals, but pro-aborts and atheists and evolutionists who just are obsessed. And right now we're at a time where it's sort of fun. They're trying to call all our different numbers and keep callers from calling in. And that's fine. We get a chuckle out of it. And maybe we'll post one of their phone numbers up on our website. And so you could call if you're inclined to. And say hello and strike up a conversation. But these people are sort of desperately looking for a life. So beware. If you call, dial *67 so they won't have your number. But then you'll be part of their life, and they desperately need a life. So I guess you'll be doing them a favor. Okay, I was telling you about our videos. For your church or your Sunday school group, Mount Moriah on the resurrection and God and the death penalty. And then there's the Bible tour of Israel. That is fun. A Bible tour of Israel, evidence for the Bible story as we travel through Israel. A group of us at Denver Bible Church, we went to Israel in, when was it, 2000? No, 2001. It was during the current Intifada. We went to Israel. We had a great time. We brought a videographer with us, and we show a lot of the evidence that you can see if you go to Israel today and you wonder, is the Bible story true? Well, there remains to this day evidence, to this day, physical, geographic, historical, archaeological evidence. And we talk about that evidence and the Bible story generally as we travel around the country. It's fun. It's what we call a Bible tour of Israel. Not just a tour, but a Bible tour. Welcome back. Bob and Yurt Live, 1-800-8-NYURT. Now, so the Republicans, they signed off $60 million to Planned Parenthood. And what WorldNet Daily article points out is that Planned Parenthood in 2000 spent a lot of money to oust the Republicans and to stop George W. Bush from getting the White House. They spent a lot of money. How much? $10 million. In TV and radio ads, and direct mail and campaign contributions to defeat primarily Republicans, and especially George W. Bush. And so how do the Republicans reward Planned Parenthood? By giving them $60 million, I guess, so that they can spend more money to try to defeat conservatives. So, now, let's see here. Oh, you guys want to post that phone number on our website? Invite people to call? Well, I guess that's, you know, everyone needs a life. Our show producer wants to post the phone number on our website of one person who's just obsessed with calling us. And that's fine. If you'd like to, go ahead, post it. You could. Yeah, because, you know, that's one of the signs that when we know that we're making an impact, there's always a fringe group of people that become obsessed with the show, like homosexuals have called in to Bob and Yurt Live 10,000 times over the last 10 years. And we have our share of Fruit Loops and atheists and evolutionists, homosexuals, and just general, you know, people who are lonely and want a life, and they call here, and we're a talk show, and we answer the phone. So we actually end up with a relationship of sorts. Yes, it's dysfunctional, but it's a relationship. Okay. 1-800-836-9278. So the Republicans give Planned Parenthood $60 million. George W. Bush does. And WorldNet Daily, this article points out, if some Republican group had spent $10 million trying to defeat Bill Clinton, and it was a pro-Republican, conservative, pro-life, politically active group, would Bill Clinton turn over $10 million while he's twiddling his thumbs? And, you know, this Family Research Council article, they don't say that the Republicans did nothing. Now, instead of doing nothing, they actually increased Planned Parenthood's funding in 2002. And that's just so typical. I remember George Bush Sr. when he gave, with a smile, he signed the funding bill to give the Corporation for Public Broadcasting $1 billion, billion with a B, which was so far beyond anything that anyone imagined they would get. A huge increase in funding. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting hates Republicans, hates conservatives, hates Christians, is pro-evolution, pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, pro-socialism, anti-America's military. They'll take the side of the Palestinian terrorist any day of the week. And George Bush Sr. gives them $1 billion? Well, he was more liberal than his son. His son is much more conservative. So his son is given Planned Parenthood only $60 million, along with all the Republicans in the House and the Senate. How's that? $60 million. You know, Bill Clinton, he wouldn't do that. He would stand firm. He would resist. They would fight. They wouldn't twiddle their thumbs and turn over $60 million to child killers. They wouldn't do that. And Planned Parenthood is the enemy. Planned Parenthood is the enemy. Planned Parenthood is the enemy. They're the number one child killing organization in America. Let's go to Boulder, Colorado. John, speak your mind. Hello, John. Welcome.
Yes. Bob, I was listening to your show here. I've got a son that's going to be doing a school project.
Yeah.
On, it's a history project about creating some sort of a bill, a state bill. And he thought he'd do it on the passing out of condoms in schools.
All right.
And we thought maybe you might have some information on the state law and some things that might help him out with creating a law in school.
Well, we have a newsletter we used to put out, a magazine called The Rational Inspirer.
Uh-huh.
And we have an article in one of those that is exactly on this topic. In fact, it's an article, it's a guest editorial that I wrote that was printed in the Rocky Mountain News. And it's on the issue of handing out condoms to kids. And maybe I could go over part of this article with you. See what you
think.
That
would be great. Is it something that we could find on your website?
Well, let's see here. We don't have it listed, but we might be able to get it.
Okay.
We might be able to get it.
Okay.
But you know what we could do? We could mail you one of these Rational Inspirers.
Okay.
And
that would be great.
They're collector's items because there's only maybe a few dozen left in all the world. This is from 1993. But here, the Rocky Mountain News ran this editorial by Bob Benyard here, host of Bob Benyard Live. And it says, 3 years ago tomorrow, I resigned for a stupid reason from Adams County District 14 Accountability Committee. And I said I resigned because we had just implemented a common distribution, condom distribution program. And I somehow had the backward notion that this program would increase teen pregnancy. So I resigned in protest.
Okay.
Eventually, we all read the headlines, like, and here, headline, Adams City High School takes 108 children born in 1 year at that high school. 108 babies born in 1 year.
Wow.
How's that? And that was a 42% increase over the previous year, which was an increase over the previous year. And so when they decided to give out condoms, I was on the district accountability committee. I was the vice chair. And I resigned because I knew it would increase teen pregnancy. And so the Rocky Mountain News reprinted my resignation letter 3 years later after that prediction came exactly true in the most extraordinary way. And so the front cover of this, the Rational Inspirer, shows a cheerleader with pom-poms, and she's pregnant, 9 months. And it has the score, Adams City Eagles, 108, and Gateway, 80. Because Gateway High School had 80 babies born that year.
Wow.
And the banner headline is Adams City Takes State Title. 108 babies in one school year, a record.
Oh, that's a sad situation.
Yeah, so
well, let me ask you this, Bob. Would you also have maybe something he can, you know, like, he's got to write this bill, and then he's got to somehow, not so much defend it, but write specifically as to why he's writing it, okay, and maybe some statistics or something like that.
Well, that's what my resignation letter is filled with, statistics. It's
right.
The statistics, the studies that were done, that show that once you have a Planned Parenthood comprehensive sex ed program in your school, you get a 50% higher rate of sexual activity.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Okay. Well, that would definitely help.
Yeah.
Well, then, I'll talk to your screener and then...
Yeah, we'll get your address. Now, how soon does he have this?
Well, he's got to have this project done by next Monday.
Ooh.
Okay. And again, he's got to write a bill.
I get the idea. Well, if we put this in the mail tomorrow, he might get it just by Thursday,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, we should be able to get it here in Boulder. It's the Fairview High School.
Yeah.
And I don't know if...
All right. Well, he'll enjoy this anyway. There's even superhero comics in the back. So he'll enjoy it.
All right.
All right, John, we'll get your address, okay, and your son's name, and we'll send it out.
All right. Thank you so much for your ministry also. I listen to you every now and then when I can, and I appreciate your zeal for the truth. So
thank you so much. Thank you so very much, John. God bless you.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, the Rational Inspirer, we published this just for a brief time. It was back during the time of Rush's bake sale. I'm going to have to read this this political cartoon we have here in the Rational Inspirer when we get back on the air. But it has a dad sitting in his Lazy Boy with his chips and his beer next to him. And Johnny's at the table doing homework. And the wife is saying to the husband, "We got a note from Johnny's teacher today. It says that tomorrow they're going to ruin his mind." Yeah, they don't send notes like that home, do they? No, they don't. All right. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NER, or you could go to our store. You can go to our store at kgov.com, upper right-hand corner of the screen. Click on online shopping, get Bob's materials. And the videos we're talking about, the Bible tour of Israel, which is so much fun. And then Get Out of the Matrix. That's where I got to debate a college philosophy class for over an hour. That is a fun video. It was a home video camera, so it's not a professional production, but people say it's one of our best videos. Video fruitcake is just hysterical. One guy just bought 5 video fruitcakes to give them out as gifts. Oh, that is so funny. Instead of giving a fruitcake, just give a video fruitcake. They last longer, and you don't have to freeze them. And the next year, you could send it back to the person who sent it to you without freezing it. It's perfect. Let's see. And then live from Las Vegas, Bob debates conventioneers. That was enjoyable. Debated liberals of all stripes. And then morality, that video, why God forbids sexual immorality, Bob's testimony. Let's see. We've got Mount St. Helens. What a great video. Now, we didn't do that one. That's from the Institute for Creation Research. And it's about when Mount St. Helens blew its top and what we learn about the Grand Canyon and about geology and how canyons and rivers form quickly and strata and the whole bit. It's really neat. And then what else? Let's see. Mount St. Helens. Divorce and remarriage. If those issues are important to you for some reason, this video, divorce and remarriage, we talk about what does the Bible say on that topic? And we use verses that almost no Christians have ever heard of. Isn't it amazing? The Bible says things about divorce and remarriage that almost no Christians have ever heard. You got to check it out. So the Republicans give Planned Parenthood $60 million in 2002. $60 million. Would Bill Clinton have done that? Would he have given it to Focus on the Family? You think? Nah. But the Republicans get the support from the pro-lifers, even though they give tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to people who aggressively not only support abortion and are anti-Christian, but who tried to defeat the Republican Party. Why do we call them the Republicans? Why don't we just pronounce it like other people? It's because they're the Republican. They're the Republicans. You have the Democrats and the Republicans. You see, Jesus, he had to deal with the publicans. And he didn't have much good to say about the publicans. And so then 2,000 years later, people get the idea, well, let's try that again. We'll have the Republicans. And it's not much better. It's a mess. Now, Planned Parenthood, they take this stuff seriously. They wouldn't fund a pro-life group. But the pro-life Christian leaders have no problem funding Planned Parenthood at $60 million. I thought we were going to get rid of partial birth abortion once we had a Republican House and a Republican Senate and a Republican president. Nine of the U.S. Supreme Court justices, 7 were appointed by Republicans, and all 7 of them think that if a state legislature passes abortion, then abortion should be legal, and that the baby does not have a right to life. All 7 of the U.S. Supreme Court justices appointed by Republican presidents, all 7 believe that the baby does not have a right to life, and if that a state legislature or Congress were to pass a law legalizing abortion, then killing children in the womb should be legal. That's our Republican-appointed U.S. Supreme Court justices. How's that? You know, Planned Parenthood, they take this stuff seriously. I remember a woman who worked for Denver's Planned Parenthood. Her name was Patty Krangle. And back in the, when was this? The late 80s? Late 80s, 1990? Operation Rescue Colorado, they moved their offices to my home, put their state office in our basement. And it was a small organization. We had rescues with hundreds of people who would get arrested. And but because it was a small organization, when they moved it the office into my basement, I became the de facto office manager. And eventually I was asked to be the director of Operation Rescue Colorado. I held that post for a while. And here comes this woman to my door, knocks on the door. Hello, Mr. Renyard. Hi, I'm Patty Krangle, and I'm the volunteer who works every Wednesday at the office, Operation Rescue. So I'm here to help. Oh, hi, Patty. I've never met you before. How long have you worked for Operation Rescue? Oh, the last half year or so. I've been involved from the beginning. And I'm the Wednesday afternoon girl who runs the office, answers the phones. Oh, okay, come on in. And so she's coming into my home. I want to get to know her. I talk to her for 2 minutes, and I figure out she's a pro-abort. She's not a Christian. She's a pro-abort. This woman is a mole. She's a mole. And she's in my home to continue her volunteer work for Operation Rescue. Oh, brother. So I don't tell her that I know she's a mole, but I talked to the other people involved in the leadership of Operation Rescue, and just coincidentally, all the men agreed that, yeah, they looked at my arguments. Yeah, she's a mole. She obviously works for Planned Parenthood. And all the women were disagreeing because they all knew Patty. Like, oh, no, she can't be a pro-abort. So, you know, men are a bit more harsh, and that makes it a little easier for us to come to harsh conclusions. And so, you know what we found out? This is months later. Oh, you know what we had Patty do? The first job I gave her was we had about a dozen pro-life videos, some of them 2 hours long. So I said, Patty, we have this pro-life library here, but we don't have a table of contents of what's in these videos. So would you please create a detailed table of contents for all these videos? Tell us what's in them. And so that was the first job I ever gave to Patty Krangle. She worked in our house for 6 months or so. And it took her a while because she only came in, like, say, Wednesday afternoons. She watched all 12 videos, made an in-depth table of contents for these pro-life, you know, showing abortions taking place and all. And then I wanted to keep her away from our database, from our list of members, because we were shutting down abortion mills by kneeling and praying in front of their doors, closing them down. We'd get arrested, thrown in jail, get fined thousands of dollars. It was rather a difficult time. And so I wanted to keep her away from our membership list and database, mailing list, all that, people's credit card information. And so after that job, I had her call every OBGYN in the state of Colorado and do a survey. Are they pro-abortion, pro-choice? We gave her a lot of make work to do. And then we had a rescue where we planned a rescue to close down Planned Parenthood in Denver, the place she worked at, although she didn't tell us she was a mole. And we have the rescue, and it comes off pretty well. We closed down the place. You know, 5 babies were saved at Planned Parenthood last week. Last week at Planned Parenthood, thanks to the Christian pro-lifers who go there on a regular basis in Denver. It was so great. But at any rate, 5 babies born saved last week, and we'd have these rescues and babies would be saved. And so we had this rescue, and then we're back home that night. Those who didn't get arrested, I usually got arrested, but I get a call from Patty Krangle, and she says, Bob, why wasn't I notified of the rescue? Now, Patty Krangle is a mole. She's like a double agent. But we discovered her. We knew. And so we were able to use her. So it was like not a double agent. It was like a triple agent deal. But she was unwittingly being used by the Christian pro-lifers. So I said, Patty, what do you mean we didn't call you? Of course we called you. We call all our staff. You knew about this for the last 3 weeks. Nobody told me. Patty, nobody told you? I can't believe it. I'm so sorry, Patty. Oh, I feel terrible. I don't know how you could. I'm just so sorry. Please forgive me, Patty. Well, I can't believe nobody thought to call me. I've been volunteering for a year. All right. Well, Patty, I promise next time we'll call you. I can't believe that happened. So, and then by the way, Planned Parenthood was dumping some of their trash, and somehow some of it fell into our hands. I don't know how. And we're looking in their trash, and aside from all the blood and all that they had in there, which they had a lot of, and gauze, here's a letter that we mailed out to our volunteers. And it's in Planned Parenthood's trash. And so that's interesting because we want to know, well, who did it go to? Well, the mailing label was ripped off the envelope. So obviously whoever it was mailed to didn't want to take even the chance that we might find it in Planned Parenthood's trash. So they ripped off the label, but they forgot to rip off the barcode on the bottom of the letter. So we contacted a pro-lifer at the Denver Post Office Annex, and he interpreted the barcode for us, and he told us what street in Denver, what block, and which side of the street. And guess who lived on that street, on that block, on that side of the street? Patty Krangel. And so anyway, we knew she was a pro-abort. So then we called her up. We had two or three of us, board members, Operation Rescue Colorado, on a conference call. I called her up and said, Patty, I want to let you know we've known from the first day you came to my house that you're a pro-abort. I can't believe you're saying that to me. Patty, we know you're a pro-abort. We knew from the first day. Why do you think we had you watch all those pro-life videos? Why do you think we had you call all those people? Why do you think we didn't tell you about the rescue? So we want to let you know people are going to jail now for a year, 2 year sentences. Things are getting real serious, and we want to thank you for all your help. We hope you become a Christian and stop killing kids, and goodbye. So we hung up, and that weekend we had a rescue at Planned Parenthood, and guess who showed up on the other side of the wall in a Planned Parenthood uniform? Patty Krangel. But all is not lost because her husband works with a strong Christian guy. In fact, a guy who became a Christian through this show, Bob in Your Life. And that guy is doing his best to help Patty Krangel and family avoid hell and end up in heaven. But the moral of the story is the enemy, they take this stuff seriously. Planned Parenthood, the Democrats, they would not give $60 million to a Christian, conservative, pro-life group. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't give $1 billion to some Christian broadcasting organization. But the Republicans, they give $60 million to Planned Parenthood and $1 billion to the corporation for public broadcasting. You might as well give the money to the Antichrist. All right. Hey, we're out of time. And you know what? I wanted to take this call from Aurora, Colorado on voting, but we'll have to do that another night because I got into this Patty Krangel story and the time just got away from me. So we'll take that voting call another night. And hey, God bless you guys out there in Radio Land and on the web at kgov.com. For those in Denver, come to visit us at Denver Bible Church Sunday morning, Sunday night. This is Bob Benyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.